Well, today is Veterans Day, and it's the day that we celebrate our heroes who have battled for us in the United States. That's this week is Tuesday, I think it is, right? That's 11/11. And that, my friends, is prophetic. World War I ended on the 11th hour, the 11th day of the 11th month, and it's called Remembrance Day. The greatest hero ever, Jesus. Jesus Christ was 33 years old when he conquered sin and death at the cross, and that is 11 times 3. I think that this number 11 is also associated with urgency, which means this. There is a spirit of bravery and faith that will come upon us and say, okay, I've been messing around for too long, and now I have a sense of urgency about me. So if I see 11/11, God's like, you're going to make it all about you, disorder, or are you going to make it all about me and lay down your life and do this thing? What you going to do? To me, 11/11 is a prophetic crossroad. Or is it right here, right now, you have a chance, one chance. Well, it's a day of great prophetic alignment, my friends. It is 11/11, and you know I'm not going to ignore that. You know I got to see that. And it's like, dude, we're seeing it everywhere today. I'm going to tell you exactly what that means, and I'm going to show you how that you can be in the right place at the right time for the right kind of miracle. Guys, I want to welcome you here today to episode number 90, Big 90, as we're celebrating a whole bunch of different things today. One of the things that we're celebrating is just the fact that our veterans have stood for us. And I got a great veteran that is here with me right now, Captain John Arroyo, Pastor John Arroyo.
Pastor Troy, thank you for having me. I love you, sir. Thank you for, thank you for honoring all the veterans the way you do, the way you serve veterans, the way you serve us. We thank you so much. You're such a military man.
Oh, thanks, man. Well, I love our military. And I like people that will actually stand up, you know. I'm all about people who will stand up. I'm all about people who will stand up and go and say, not on my watch. One of my favorite speeches, as grotesque as it is in A Few Good Men, when old Jack gets up there and says, you want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. Oh, I love that. I love that whole speech. And I'm like, there's a lot of truth actually in that message. There's so much in that. And plus, I'm a Tom Cruise fan anyway. I know everybody hates Tom Cruise. I am not a Tom Cruise hater. I'm gonna reach him for Jesus. I'm going to get the brother for Jesus. I'm telling you, I'm going to.
Good luck.
Is that
no,
right?
I'm all for it. I would love to go after some Scientologists.
Okay,
can
we just stop right now? Can we all pray for Tom Cruise?
Come on.
Let's do it.
Okay, on 11/11, Father God, sir, I want to lift up Tom Cruise. And I pray, God, that you give him a heart to know you. Deliver him from the evil, Lord God, sir, that has just wrapped around him, Lord God. I call him blessed. I pray, God, that you put Christians in his life, God, who are not afraid to speak Jesus into his life. Lord. I pray, God, that you would, God, visit him with a strong visitation, Lord God. Amen. And I pray, God, for the salvation of Tom Cruise in Jesus' name.
I love it.
Why not?
Why not?
Dude, I chased him one time. He was actually, so out at, what's that place called? It's called Rough Creek Lodge.
Okay.
And so that's just a few miles away from my house. This is like this super high-end resort.
Oh, yeah.
And he actually has a, he's got a place out there.
No way.
And I told a friend of mine that works out there, you ever see Tom Cruise out here, you got to call me and tell me. And they called me and said, dude, Tom Cruise is out here.
Maverick's on the scene.
Dude, I went driving out there, man, like an angel out of heaven. I go driving out there. Before I was redeemed, I drove like a bat out of hell. But now that I'm redeemed, I drive like an angel out of heaven. And I get up there, and I'm like, where is he? And I'm like, okay, he's probably going to come down this hall here in a minute. And I said, I'm just going to tell him I love him and tell him I'm a pastor and that I pray for him all the time and that I am his friend. That was all I was going to do.
That's awesome.
But he snuck out the back door, and they said he went out the back door. His helicopter landed out there.
No way.
And I went running out there as the helicopter was taking off, and I was like, Tom Cruise, Tom Cruise, I named a cat after you. I have a cat named Tom Cruise. And I actually captured it. I need to find that video because it's hilarious.
I'm like, don't leave,
Tom Cruise. Don't leave. I got to tell you about Jesus.
If anyone could get to Tom Cruise, like if Jesus could use anyone, I feel like it would be Pastor Troy.
Amen.
It literally would be.
Well, I love him. I love his movies. So I have prayed for him often. I'm talking about through the years I pray for him. I mean, why not? Why not?
Listen, I prayed for Britney Spears through the years. The Lord has literally woken me up in the middle of the night to pray for her.
Amen.
I'm like, why not?
Leanna and I went the first year that we were married. Me and Leanna snuck off, and we went and saw Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
And I'm a big time guitarist, and I love that's my era, right? Mm. I'm like, dude, I'm going to love this. Third song in, the Spirit of the Lord said, you need to start praying for that. For that man right now. And I'm telling you, I spent the entire, I got to enjoy the concert, but I was out there having a Jesus fest because the Spirit of the Lord just literally said, if you're not going to be the one person in this crowd praying for that man and praying for all of those guys, praying for Richie, praying for all the different guys in the band, who else is out here going to do that? And man, I just sit out there and wept and just prayed for him. Wow. I don't know. The Spirit of the Lord comes on you sometimes and will just arrest you and make you do crazy things like that.
That's what's so cool about prayer, though. It's like you can literally affect anyone's life all around the world through prayer, and it's so important.
If I was Jon Bon Jovi, I would appreciate it if I knew even, I don't know if he's a believer or not. I hope that he is. I got no reason to think he's not. I don't know. Yeah. I don't have any idea. And but if I heard that, dude, there's people out there just praying for me.
Yeah.
Not just coming here to pay money to receive from me. They're coming here to actually pray for me. I think that would bless my heart.
Absolutely. I think it's just the Father's heart. So you showed up in the midst of this concert, you and your wife, and you just expressed the Father's heart for him. And so the Father just came through you right in that moment. And you thought you were going there for a concert, and it was really the Father just wanted to touch that man.
Mm. Well, plus I was trying to score points with Leanna.
Yeah, there's always that.
Girl, I was working that angle.
Yeah.
Look at this. Worked I was just being so you're holy in the midst of this concert.
You know, like,
I'm sorry, I ruined it. I ruined it. But I tend to throw a wrench into things like that. So thank you, brother. Goodness. I greatly appreciate it. Well, friends, I want to welcome you, friends from all over the planet Earth. And I see Miss Shay Wilbert, that we do have friends from all over the world. Where are you seeing people?
Yeah, Rebecca, I know I saw South Africa.
We have New Mexico. We have London. We have Tina Garcia from Kansas. We have Thomas from South Carolina. We have Lisa Bennett from Illinois. We have California. We have Tanya from Alabama.
Come on.
Debbie Smith from Alabama. Billy from Cleburne, Texas.
Check out the redheaded warrior right there. Redheaded warrior.
From Missouri.
Missouri,
yes.
Which is outstanding. Hey, man, we welcome you guys. Welcome.
We love you guys.
Welcome, guys, to today's broadcast. And
yes,
welcome. For all of you cats that are coming out to the ODX weekend, this weekend, you're actually going to see this studio because we're giving everybody a tour in the midst of all that we're doing.
It's gonna be good.
And my goodness, we just had a huge pastor's meeting.
Yeah.
And I invited you girls to it.
Amen.
And said, hey, man, you girls come in here. Which, by the way, I have tons of girl pastors.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We hold the majority.
Exactly.
And so I do. I wanted you guys to come because y'all are helping me.
Yeah.
And so how did you think it went? Did y'all think of
it? It was great. It's exciting because I think everyone is really excited for this weekend. You know, ODX weekend is not just something that we do we do it to bless our ODX family. It's a time of community where we can all come together and be a family. But it blesses us too to get to actually meet all of you.
Yeah,
it really does. So it's special for us. It's just as special for us. And we want to make it special for them. Mm-hmm. And so that was what was really cool too, is just kind of hearing your heart on even, you know, giving studio tours and, hey, this is why we're doing it. And don't forget to tell them this when you go to this area, and you're very intentional about it. Yeah. So I just think it's really cool. And I hope and pray that all of our ODX family that joins us this weekend, that you'll feel that you'll really feel that this is an intentional time where we just want to bless you. We want to love on you and just hang.
Well, it's intimate too. I mean, there's only 400 people.
Yeah.
Well,
so it's intimate, you know, out of thousands and thousands of people that are ODX partners, there's only 400 people. And we're all going to spend the entire day together. It's going to be amazing. Well, hey, before we end up talking about that whole thing, before we do that, can I just give a great big shout out to all my friends that are watching on Facebook right now? Guys, we just topped 80,000 subscribers, likers, followers.
Wow.
Right on.
Come on.
Way to go.
Thank you, Jesus.
So praise God for that. If you guys are watching on Facebook, if you guys will hit the hearts and make the hearts go up, that's like my favorite thing about Facebook. And I just hit it the whole time. And also, if you have a question, if you will put ?, so that we can easily find your ?, if you have a testimony, if you'll put !! Four of them, we'll easily be able to identify those. And then here at the end of this broadcast,
we'll
say, hey, so-and-so has to say this, so-and-so has to say that. That'll be pretty dadgum cool.
I love that. We try to answer questions when we get them, but we want to start sharing your testimony. So if the Pulse has blessed you, if this ministry has blessed you, share that with us. We love an encouraging word. It does good like medicine to our hearts. And, you know, we're Pastor Troy, especially, and Leanna, they're on the front lines all the time. And so they feel the brunt of it and the attacks, and it's just sometimes really nice to hear an encouraging word from our family. So definitely do that. Put 4! Leave a comment. We're going to start grabbing those screenshots, and it might get shown on the show.
Yes. Ready. And for those of y'all that are from Cleburne, Texas, you got to learn how to spell things right.
Oh, no.
Are you from Cleburne, man? No. Cleburne is the county seat of Johnson County, which is where I'm from. Everybody thinks that I hate Itasca, so I intentionally did not say Itasca right now. I love Itasca. I almost bought a house in Itasca. I would be living there right now if I had not discovered Third Stage Ranch in Glen Rose, Texas. It's just, I like a spirit of rivalry. I just think it's funny. You know me. I'm really not a competitive person, am I?
No, but you're...
But I'm a rivalist.
I was going to say, but yeah, I would say... And I feel like that's kind of part of what we're talking about today is just like the time of urgency. Like you don't back down from an urgent matter, from an urgent matter. Neither do you, Pastor John. So you're in good company.
So if you're just now joining us, I'm going to be talking with Pastor John Arroyo about Veterans Day. And I'm also going to be sharing a lot of prophetic insight concerning 11-11. You don't want to miss this. I've also got some great testimonies I got to give you, like the following. Here's a really cool announcement. Now, everybody knows the ODX weekend is this coming weekend. Mm-hmm. It's going to be monstrous. We're doing a huge outreach, food outreach, which anybody is invited to. Meet us a little bit before 8 a.m. at the Open Door Food Bank. And if you don't know where that is, you can call 877-413-0888. Run on. And we'll give you directions. We'll show you where it's at. Come out there and join us because we're going to be feeding over 5,000 people. Now, if you're like me, like, man, I'd like to go back through time and see what it was like when Jesus fed the 5,000. You can come see what it's like when Jesus feeds the 5,000 this coming Saturday at Open Door Church. And friends, we will pray over every single person. We will prophesy. I'm going to have Joseph Z out there, Alan DiDio. I'm going to have, Darren Stott, who's actually coming to my place tonight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. Right?
Yeah, he's going to be tomorrow. Yep, and he's going to be with us tomorrow.
Yes, on the pulse.
He's going to be with us on the pulse tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to get him to, we're going to have to make some clips out of Making Light of It, of when he and I was on Making Light of It.
When you were together? Okay.
And we're going to do that. And then we're going to talk about huge prophetic things. That's going to be crazy cool. And then he's also going to be at Open Door Church on Wednesday night, and that's going to be a lot of fun. But then on Sunday, guys, on Sunday, everybody is going to be here for all three services at Open Door Church. You're going to see Brian Schwartz, Joseph Z, some Yahoo from Glen Rose, Texas, Alan DiDio, Tony Merkel, and Darren Stott at the 9 o'clock service, the 11:30 service, and then the 1:30 prophetic service, which we're going to do nothing but just prophesy and pray over everybody during the third service. And don't forget, friends, we always have communion and we always have baptism at the third service, which is called Overflow. So if you go to another church, but you're like, hey, man, I want to come out and be a part of your overflow service, we did that for you. But actually, we did that to make room for so many people that are being saved. We average about 20 people a Sunday. And then, of course, all throughout the week, we are baptizing people because there is a great move of God that is actually taking place right now. And we just want to get out of the way and let the Holy Spirit do what the Holy Spirit does and just be who it is that he is. Mm-hmm. Amen.
It's going to be so good.
Excited.
This Sunday. And I mean, we've been promoting it a lot. And I've been hearing so many people are just excited for, I'm just excited for you all to be in the room. You know, the ODX weekend is going to be great because we got the counter. We're going to have live Q&A during that. But Sunday, you guys are just going to get to flow.
Yeah.
And it's going to be such a time of prophetic with all of you guys in the room.
It's like the Avengers coming together, right? The best way I would say it is being a Green Beret. It's like a Green Beret prophetic team coming together.
Yes.
Apostolic leaders, fivefold.
Amen.
And they're going to flow straight out of the Holy Ghost. It is a free service. It's an opportunity for you to come and get what you've been waiting for.
Yeah.
Well, guys, listen, y'all don't want to miss this coming Sunday. If you can't be a part of the ODX weekend, you can still be a part of our services here at Open Door. And it's the first time all of us have been on the same stage in a church service.
Wow. Yeah.
So
going to be powerful.
Buckle up.
Open Door looks cool. Boom. That stage looks amazing, too.
Yeah, I know.
It looks so cool. They're going to be blown away when they see it.
They are. Man, it's so good to see so many people from all over the planet that
are joining
us.
Look, I see a testimony. James, I'm going to give my testimony to the junior high school Thursday. Pray for me and for them. I want to bring the kingdom and speak. Oh, cool.
Way to go, James. Way to go. My husband is now saved, Christina says. And we're renewing our vows and getting baptized as a couple on Sunday. I heard about y'all. I didn't know who it was, but I heard that was actually going to take place.
That's awesome. I saw someone else. They conceived after been trying to have a baby.
Come on.
After 7 years of barrenness.
Yes. Keep on posting your testimony so we can share them.
Yeah, someone said that they were praying for Barbara Streisand for years.
Yeah, no, I did see that. Well, praise God.
Tom Cruise can come in. Don't hate on Barbra
Streisand. No, I'm not. I'm not. Nobody made. Well, somebody made fun of me for praying for Tom Cruise.
I didn't make fun of you. Yes, you did.
You're like,
and then you went. Well, I pray for.
I pray for Britney Spears.
I pray for Britney Spears. That's okay. Hit me, baby, one more time.
We got all the prayers.
Yeah. Well, we got all prayer for these guys. Come on, man. We got to be the body of Jesus. Exactly. We got to love them, man. Mm-hmm. Like, let's go after them. If we're not going to pray for them, who is?
Exactly. Amen.
Mondami and his Allah blasphemous Akbar that he started off his first meeting with.
That was cringe.
Like, wow. King Jesus. You know what? I see that Miss Margaret is watching in the nation of Uganda as well. Hey, hi. Margaret.
We got people from London.
We got people from London is in here today.
Indiana, too.
Wow. Yeah. People from
Indiana.
That's
where you're from.
Yeah. Well, we moved.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm from here, but my parents passed her in Indiana.
How can you be a Mexican from Indiana?
Well.
How does that work?
The Lord gave a word to my dad, and my dad obeyed. So we moved from down south, Brownsville, when I was 10 years old.
Okay.
To Ligonier, Indiana.
Wow.
It is a Jewish community.
I love it.
And my parents are church planters, so they open up churches, set it all up, leadership, pour into them, and then move to the next thing. But yeah, the Lord told my dad, pack up your family and go to Indiana.
I knew that you were going to tell that story, and I knew that family. I knew that story very well because you're a huge That's My Daddy fan.
I know.
You love your daddy so much. I love that about you.
He gave me his last name, so.
Yeah, he did.
He is not. Yeah, he's amazing.
So. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. He's an amazing man of God, too. Outstanding. I don't know if you're watching today, sir, but well done, brother. Well done.
We love your daughter.
Yeah, we do love your daughter. And I praise God for the ministry and for the impact that you've had within her life. We've all benefited from it. So thank you, sir. We bless you. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Well, let's go through this here real quick. Mm-hmm. So I have actually a video because we are releasing the counter on the 18th. Is that correct?
Yes, the 18th is when it's officially released, which is next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
But of course, if you're here for ODX weekend, you'll get to see it early. Yeah. That's the whole thing. That's why you got to be here.
That's exactly right. We're going to go behind the scenes. And speaking of behind the scenes, we actually put together a 14-minute video.
Yeah.
And I want to show you 2 minutes of it, what it was like on that day when we all got together to film.
Yeah.
And it was really cool.
It was.
Yeah, we didn't know. I mean, we had stuff planned out, but also, like, you've been around us, you know, we flow.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, especially for me, honestly, as a producer, it can be tricky because it's like, I want you to feel prepared and, like, we got all your ducks in a row. Mm-hmm.
And then I go, nah.
Yeah, exactly. And then we throw the script out the window. But that's fine. That's it.
I try so hard to be respectful.
No, it's
of
great.
You in the midst of all that. I mean, I really do. But, you know.
We want to yield to the Holy Spirit, too. That's what it is. So.
Hey, Natalie says, I just started reading my Bible for the first time after hearing Pastor Troy on the Confessionals podcast.
Way.
Hey, listen, I love you, man. And you know what? I want you to call Natalie. I want you to call 877-413-0888, and I'm going to send you just some stuff so I can help you. Aww. I want to do that, okay? And
yeah, tell them that you said
tell them,
to
Pastor
do that.
Troy just called me out by name, and here's my address and all this kind of stuff, and we will do that. I love that.
That's so cool. Right.
Okay, so guys, if you're wanting to know, man, I wish I could have been a fly on the wall when you, Pastor Troy, was in a room with Joseph Z and Alan DeDio and Darren Stott and Brian Schwartz and Tony Merkel, and you're sitting them down for the first time because they didn't know. I'm just like, guys, just show up here. We're going to film 10 episodes, 10 one-hour episodes, and we're going to go through the stuff, and I'll walk you through it once you get here. And we had 20 ideas of different shows.
Yeah.
And then I was like, we've got the shows we think mapped out, but let's talk about it. If you're like, what does that look like in a room whenever all those cats get together? Well, looks like this. I have aliens, angels, and demons, global agenda, spirit of Antichrist, miracles, radical faith. Let's talk about the most radical miracles we've ever seen. What was the game changer? What was that? And I mean, I've got my list of favorite miracles. I've also, according to my dream, have a list of miracles I missed, which I think is an interesting thing. This is how we'll talk at the table. There are things that are released through the press today that are satanic mantras. Okay, so it's like this. Trust the science. That is a spell. Wow. Trust the science. Say his name. That is a spell. Shelter in place. That is a spell. Those are things that when we line up our mouths with that, when we see that in the media over and over and over, we're coming into agreement with the spell that was released in it. Opener will be some personal thing about this.
right? And so
I'm about to cover up with that bear rug.
Yeah, it is cold in here. I don't listen. I'm a fat man. Do not judge me.
Joseph needs a coat.
Fat people just run hotter. Okay, you're from Colorado. You're from Colorado, and you're skinny. I don't even feel sorry for you.
I was feeling my thighs.
Well, hey, we're back here behind the scenes. We're going over our 10 episodes. I'm asking for suggestions. These people have nothing. We're off to a great start. So, questions, comments?
If I say something, you're like, oh, that's too much, just tell me.
We will. Yeah. We're prepared for that.
Yeah.
We've all talked about it privately. How do we keep Merkel where he needs to be? Anything else on here that you'd rather talk about? Something that you wish we'd talk about?
No, it's
going to
be so much fun.
Okay. All right. What about you?
We brought our Noah's Ark footage.
Oh, did you really? So the days of Noah, right?
Yeah, I figured.
We talk about the days. So, yeah, we tie that into. So we might even actually make that whole thing on the days of Noah, actually.
Okay.
What it means. And then tie that into Nephilim, tie that into the ark, tie that into the picture of the rapture, tie that into this, tie that into that, tie that into this, whatever. Yeah, right on. What about you, Schwartz? What's something you wish we would do, man?
I love the lineup. I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, like, I wish I could have been a fly on the wall. Well, we actually happen to have cameras and microphones in the room.
Yeah.
And we have a 14-minute video that we will be releasing probably next week.
Yeah, next week. We just wanted the ODX
to
be the first.
It'll be free. You'll be able to see it, and it'll be cool. And, yes, it's a great video.
Yeah.
And we're actually making one from this weekend that's coming up.
Yeah. Mm. We're going to give people a behind-the-scenes look at ODX weekend and just the day. And it's a long day. It starts with the food bank, and then it's going to go to the red carpet event here and the launch of the counter and the Q&A and the prophetic time and the studio tours and all that. And we're just going to kind of follow you around, so hopefully you don't get too tired of having a little camera chasing you around all day.
You can chase me around all you want.
I think you like that.
He might like that.
I totally expect you to edit it if I, like, pick my nose or say something bad.
We can use it as ammo.
Yeah, exactly.
Next time we're asking for a new camera, Pastor Troy.
Yeah, like, you're like, well, we do have these shots, and they're not very flattering, as you say.
Yeah,
you, by the way, can I tell you, that's what Shay says to me when I look really bad on camera. It's not very flattering, Pastor.
And so what are you really saying?
Yeah, I know.
I'm just saying.
We'll say it in a very nice way because we care about you and we want you to look good.
I want someone to do that for me.
And if I look bad, I hope you tell me.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
Pastor Troy, real quick.
We'll let you girls know if you ever look bad.
It's not very flattering.
But
Pastor Troy, I thought today as we were getting ready and you were met with your pastors, I mean, this wasn't a group of volunteers. These were your heavy hitters. These were your bullpen. And you sat your pastors down and you spoke to us and you said, let me walk you through how I literally, if I was doing this, because it's such a big deal for those that are coming in.
Yeah.
I want to treat them like royalty.
Correct.
And that's what you did. And you didn't just grab a group of volunteers. These were your pastors.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Well, yeah. Well, shoot, yeah, man.
Yeah.
So the people on the other side that are part of the stage two, stage three, I want you to know, like, he really sees you. You're not just some number. You're not, like, you are seen by Pastor Troy, and he wants to make sure that this experience is fully 100% for you.
Yeah.
I'm feeding everybody.
It's going to be good.
Okay, it's going to be good. I think I'll be announcing.
It's 11:11 today.
All right, let's go. It's 11:11. 11:11. If you're somebody who sees 11:11 everywhere, I want to tell you that the number 11 has a dual meaning to it. So if you're seeing two 11s, that's like a really big deal. Okay, so if God Almighty is speaking something and if he's preaching on disorder and it's because it's not redeemed, he will stamp the number 11 on it. It's like what happens when there's supposed to be 12 disciples, but now there's 11. Or it's what happens when God brings perfect order, but you add, which is 10, but rather you add your 2 cents worth to it. All this is in my book, Numbers of Preach, which is which will be released this week. And so I'm like, okay, yeah, Numbers of Preach. Just thought I'd throw that out there. The new expanded revised, the final revision on it. Oh, my goodness. It is the best book ever. I'm so happy about it. I'm so happy about it. I've never been as happy with a book as I am with this.
And this is like a special early release just for people on troybrewer.com who want to buy it.
So let's me and you talk about 11/11 because we're going to end up talking about you being a veteran, a captain, went in a private as low as you could go and literally left there a captain who speaks to generals all over the place.
Yes, sir.
Which is crazy. And I mean, man, remember what God did with you is incredible. But you're somebody who knows something about 11/11. I didn't finish the other part of it, because the other part of it is if it is redeemed, it has to do with some notable exploit of faithfulness, and it goes into like a hero kind of category. And so I explained this a lot on my Sunday sermon, and I went through that a little bit on my Sunday sermon. Hebrews chapter 11, which I read out of on Sunday, is the Hall of Fame of Faith. Right? The people who have done notable exploits. There's 19 people listed there. And I want to also say 11 and 19 are closely related in the whole prophetic realm, in all the kingdom, and also within the Word of God, okay? Because the author is the same of all those. But like I mentioned Apollo 11, right? I mentioned Apollo 11. And then the 11 words that were spoken from the first man on the moon, right? And the 11 words, that's one small step for man. That's a giant leap for mankind. Mm-hmm. There's 11 of those words. I mentioned the 11 guys that was closest to David out of his 600 mighty men. Mm-hmm. There was 11 guys that the Bible lists their names, okay? And because he's just like Jesus, he has 11 good friends, right? He's just like Jesus. So what is your stand on the number 11?
Yeah, so number 11, for me, I really feel like the season that we're in, we're stepping into the heroes rising, and I believe Pastor Leanna said it, but it's something that I'm feeling in my spirit is that Joseph was the 11th son.
So good.
And being that Joseph was the 11th son, I also believe that right now you're starting to see the Josephs rise up. So the Joshua's, the Joseph, the Josephs are rising up. And Joseph had a governmental assignment on him. Right now, it is very important for us to take a stand like what you're doing, Pastor Troy, from the stage. You are open. You're speaking. You're letting us know. And so this is not a time to shrink back, but actually Joseph went from the pit to the palace being the 11th son, and he got a seat next to Pharaoh. He went straight into government. And I believe what's happening is you're seeing that right now. We're seeing, as a military man, I'm just shaking as I'm looking at the next mayor of New York. And I'm just like, how is this even possible? What I'm seeing in that is another replay of Obama. Like, they're literally just going to take this man and try to take him straight into the White House. And so it's time for the Josephs to rise up, to go into government and to stand up. And it may be you, veteran, you standing up. And so I'm seeing that. Also, the other 11/11 I see a lot, and where God speaks to me, is Hebrews 11/11, as you talked about that Hall of Faith chapter. But it's Sarah and Abraham that they end up receiving their promise because they accounted the Lord faithful to complete it. And I think that there's so many, Pastor Troy, on the other side of this camera who have been prophesied over, or the Lord has given them a word and it's been years. And then you're talking about a couple that were 99 and 90 years old, and the Lord still fulfilled the promise. And so the Lord is saying right now, if you're seeing 11/11, is that you got to hold on until that thing is fulfilled.
Come on, man of God. That's outstanding. Wow. Yeah, I agree with that 10,000%. You know, 11 is such a transitional number. It's the go-between 10 and 12. I mean, you got to get to 12 from 10. You have to get to 12 from 10. 10 being the perfect order of the Lord. It's one of the four perfect numbers as mapped out by a guy by the name of E.W. Bullinger back in the 1800s. And he mapped out four. He said the number 3, the number 7, the number 10, and the number 12 are seen as perfection numbers. Meaning when you see something all the way, it tends to either be a 3 or 7 or 10 or 12. And God Almighty provided that for all the world, which, by the way, all the world means the number 4, and the term all the world is in the Bible exactly 4 times. Wow. Right on. And so whenever we see the number 10 and you see the number 12, the number 10 is perfect order where Christ is the head, right? And you're walking in step with the kingdom. when your heart is in step, when your mind is in step, when you're consecrated and sanctified. And so that whole consecration, number 10 is also very much a consecration kind of number where you got to get, okay, well, I submit and I'm getting in this step, you know? So the 10 commandments, bam, the 10 plagues. Oh, you will get with this program. You can go through all the 10s in the Bible. And you're like, you need to get in line with this thing. 11 is the transition between 10 and 12. And 12 is perfect government. So you have the 12 disciples, you have the 12 tribes of Israel, right? You got 12 hours a day, you got 12 hours a night. You know, you have the 12 constellations that the sun passes through, right? You have the world, which is 24,000 miles around, which is 12 times two. You have the 24 elders, which is also 12 times two, right? And so you got all these 12s, and 12 represents perfect government. It's when God Almighty is governing something. And but when you can see Jesus on the throne, you see a 12 stamped on it somehow. If you're going to get from the, okay, 10 is being a servant. It's perfect order. 12 is Jesus is the king. You get to see the king. So the way to the throne room is through the servant's quarters. The way to the 12 is through the 10. And that 11 is a dangerous place. A lot of people fall out in that 11. And God doesn't want you to. If you're seeing 11-11 all over the place, hey, listen, be one of those veterans. Be one of those heroes that rise up and say, I count him faithful, as Pastor John just now said. He's trustworthy. I can trust him. I'm going on. I'm stepping off into this thing. If you're somebody who sees 11-11 throughout your whole day, I think there's many, many opportunities for heaven to line up with your earth. That's what I think. And I think it's very important, man, for us to recognize those things and go, okay, he is trustworthy. I have that faith. My message on Sunday, which was about faith, Hebrews chapter 11, I focused on a faith is the substance of things hoped for, right? The fabric of faith is made up of trust. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. So it's trusting, it's hopefulness in the trustworthiness of God.
Pastor Patricia King talked about hope. So she just led right up to your message for 11-11.
She brought the 10 and I brought the 12, we did it on 11-11. That was what happened. So it's a huge transition number. And you know, if you're like, okay, I need to be able to recognize transition moments where I have an opportunity to step up or to fall out.
I think also, Pastor Troy, is you're saying this, is you're thinking about these 11 numbers. Man, I just lost my train of thought.
We're just here in this awkward moment. Like, no, you were on it. No, dude. Oh, man. I do that all
It'll
day
come
long.
Back to you.
Yeah. Listen, it's all good, brother. Listen, you're starting to get old now. You're getting old.
Okay. So what happens is you can't, in this transition, as you're waiting, as you're like Abraham and Sarah, you can't birth an Ishmael and make it happen. Because what happens In that time when the Lord has promised you something, what happens is we try to take it into our own hands, and we because the Lord has promised it, so what we end up doing is we take it into our own hands and we make it happen, and that is not the Lord's will.
James just now said it's 12:34 Mountain Time, 1, 2, 3, 4. He's all about progression.
Yeah, that's cool.
You go, James. All right, in what you just said, because okay, the 11 also represents a true sense of urgency, as in final hour. Okay, so it is important for us to learn how to have a true sense of urgency for God's perfect will and not for what we make happen. And let me tell you what'll happen. If you jump the gun, it's going to be because of personal ambition. It's not going to be because of vision from the kingdom. Ambition is what causes us to jump the gun. It is. Now, I'm someone that lives with a fire under me.
You're rescuing kids, Pastor Troy.
I can't play around.
One more day, they're in bondage.
Yeah.
Yeah. And dude, I'm going to have to answer Jesus for that. And it's one of the things I for a long time, I wanted people to, I was so important for me, for everybody to understand what I understand. It's enough that I understand it, because I'm the one that's going to have to answer for it. The buck stops with me. And that's a fearful place for me. And I don't mean fearful as in lack of faith. I'm talking about I have to stay consecrated, like a determination to stay consecrated to the purposes that God Almighty has given me. And this is one of the great assignments he's given me. And plus my authority, if I'm using my authority outside of the realm of my assignment, it's a wasted authority.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I have to use my authority inside the realm of my own assignment.
Amen. Mm.
And so I'm somebody that has a huge sense of urgency, and I'm for whatever is next. I'm always that person. Mm-hmm. I am always that guy. I'm for whatever is next. And it drives a lot of people crazy. Like, I literally had, we had a $35,000 giver last week. And I'm just going to throw it out there. I'm just going to just tell it. Pastor Philip Thornton's church partnered with, and what is that? Legacy Faith Church. Yeah. Legacy Faith Church. Mm-hmm. And all my friends in Pennsylvania. You guys partnered with us to help us rescue kids last week. For $35,000. Okay, I wanted to just tell you this. You know what? Right after I got that check, I wrote a check for $37,000. I didn't play it safe. I actually went into a deficit a little bit as soon as I did that, because that's the way that I roll. Mm-hmm. That's the way that I roll. I'm ready for the next thing. You can literally tell me at 9 o'clock in the morning, Troy, a $35,000 check has come in, and I will literally be asking in the afternoon, do you guys got any good news? What's next? Like, you don't go to sleep after your big win. I'm not like that. And I can have 10 million wins in the daytime. I will celebrate every single one of them. I'm still looking for the next one, because I live with the kingdom awareness of what urgency is supposed to look like. And there's been way, ever since the masculinity of the church has been taken away, since churches have been neutered by this woke bunch of baloney and saying we're all supposed to be feminine. A big part of that was also too, we're supposed to cuddle, and we're not supposed to have a sense of urgency and the heart of a warrior to get up screaming like a Comanche Indian yelling, not on my watch, let's go. Mm-hmm. Well, that ain't me. And that ain't you. That ain't even these two lovely ladies who are as feminine as they can be. But with that said, you girls have a warrior's heart, man. You have the heart of King Jesus. You have that heart. And so, but I can also tell you this too. You will create an Ishmael if you let your ambition run your sense of urgency.
Mm-hmm. That is so true.
That's what does it. That's what does it. So it's like, okay, I've got to be in transition from the 10 to the 12. And in this 11, I have to have a tremendous sense of urgency. Yeah, like you're giving birth to the baby of Jesus, not to the baby of your own personal flesh.
And here's the thing about that Ishmael.
That's so good.
We're still dealing with it today.
Come on. Well,
that man that just became a mayor is from
a communist Muslim.
Is from the lineage of Ishmael.
Yeah.
Wow.
He sure is, man.
Humanity has to deal with it. So if you go and birth something, your lineage and your lineage may be dealing with it to the fourth generation and beyond. Today, we are still dealing with Ishmael.
On this 11-11, I want to encourage you to step up and to say, not on my watch. I want to encourage you to say, hey, I'm a veteran. I've been through some things, and I have found the Lord worthy to be called trustworthy and faithful. And just like Hebrews chapter 11 says, like, you know what? He will accomplish the thing which he has began. Mm-hmm. And here's the deal. If I burn out because I was going after that, if I literally jump in and go, I know Jesus is going to do this, and if it just burns me up and I'm done, I will stand before the King going, whatever issue that you had with me, it wasn't that I didn't believe you to the fullest extent. And the Lord will say, well done. Mm. Well done. You didn't know what all was going on, but you never really did anyway. It's all good. Thank you for trusting me. Amen. Mm. I love that.
Pastor Troy, I have one last thing about urgency.
Tell me.
One of the things that you're very intentional about is the days of awe and the Hebrew New Year. So at the head of the New Year, you told us, not only pastors, but the entire Open Door Church, Shrewsbury Ministries, Sparkle Wide, the family ministries, you said, hey, these are consecrated days. These are appointed times for the Lord. So one of the things that I did, I got very intentional the head of the year. I went into my prayer closet, I put on my prayer shawl, I got on my face, and I sought the Lord. And that night, I had a dream. And that night, I had a knock in the dream. But it wasn't like your neighbor, where I grew up in Los Angeles, your neighbor was always borrowing milk, you know, like, knock, knock, knock. This was like a pounding, like an urgency. And it so shook me that I jumped up out of my bed, out of my sleep, and I went to grab my gun because I thought somebody was at my front door at 2 a.m. And it ended up being 4:33. I won't go into all that, but I'll just say this, that I just knew that God was saying that there was a sense of urgency. And that was actually around the same time Charlie Kirk died, that right now you're starting to see this explosion of revival. Mm-hmm. And I believe that there is an urgent hour, and God is speaking to some people, and there's an urgency on it. And so I'm still walking that out right now, and I'm seeing it. And I believe that the Lord is going to speak to some people, and the Lord is he's going to speak to you, and you need to act. There's not going to be time for you to like, well, let me fast 10 days. Let me stand on my head. Mm-hmm. Let me throw out my fleece. The Lord is going to speak to you, and you're going to just kind of have to step.
Amen.
That's what I feel right now.
Genesis 11:11 says, and Shem lived after he begat 500 years and begat sons and daughters. This verse is seemingly random, but it signifies the transition from Noah's family being saved from the flood to becoming the nations of the earth. Wow. That's 11:11. Deuteronomy 11:11, but the land that you are crossing this Jordan to take possession of, the land of mountains and valleys that drinks rain from heaven, this is yours. This suggests a transition from wandering to entering into the promised land. No more wandering, but entering into the promises of God. Mm-hmm. John 11:11, our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I might wake him up. This verse is about resurrection and spiritual awakening. Come on, somebody. I got a whole bunch of these things, but you know what you got? You have a word from the Lord, and I want you to bring Gus, let's move into a holy moment. You guys want to?
Amen.
I want everybody, if you're watching, whoever you are, we're all of our friends all over the planet Earth. I want you to get ready to receive a word from the Lord, because Miss Rebecca has heard God speak. She wrote this thing down. She was in the midst of a holy moment. So let's first talk about that.
Yeah.
So you're somebody that hears God speak, and I love that. You have such an awesome prophetic gift in your life, and I'm always trying to encourage you.
Yes, you are.
I'm like, little girl, you are that. You be that. You be that in Jesus' name.
Thank you for encouraging me and pushing me to do that, because it's kind of, after going to Joseph Z conference, he says prophets are kind of crazy. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, I'm in the right conference. I'm like, with the right people. I'm like, I'm with Pastor Troy. I want to have that radical faith, and so thank you. Or encouraging
thank you for telling me that. So what was the setting when the Lord visited you with this word, and what is that like?
I was grabbing, honestly, I didn't even know today. It's not that I'm ignoring it or anything. I did not know today was, like, I knew it was Veterans Day, but didn't click that it was 11:11. I was coming to work to bring you guys coffee and breakfast, so I was just driving to get my coffee, and when I grabbed my coffee, I turned up my worship music, and I usually try to getting speaking in my tongue, in my language, my spiritual language, and I just go after it. I was singing Marvelous, sing Hallelujah, the Lion of Judah has overcome, over and over, and the Lord just starts giving me this download at the stoplight, and I'm like, he's like, I want you to say this word and write a sermon about this, and I'm like, this is pretty kind of hardcore. Are you sure you want me to do that? And we're talking just normal like this.
Yep.
And I'm like, okay, I'll do it. And then I went to McDonald's, got on the road, and he gave me this word, and—
Wait, why did you go to McDonald's?
You know my... what? That's not important, Pastor.
It actually is. Wait, listen, I don't want to miss this key part.
It's not important.
Okay.
Well, the funny part is that he gave me this word, and I went to McDonald's for my other boss, and I'm literally—
For your other boss, which would be Shay. Who wants to McGriddle?
I don't eat McGriddles. How could you even suggest that, Pastor?
My husband might be watching this.
Okay, sorry.
Edit that part, please, Taylor. Can you delete that right now?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, he gives me the download, and I'm like, okay, sure, why not? Like, I'll write it on my notes, and I'm driving, and then I get pulled over by the cops. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I was so literally in the spirit that I didn't even look at the speedometer. And I'm like, well, here we go, you know, and I get stopped. And I pull the window down, and he's like, you know, you were going 53. Were you aware that you're going 53 on a 35? And I'm like, no, sir. He's like, why are you speeding? I'm like, well, I'm running a few minutes late, and I was grabbing my boss a McGriddle. And he started laughing at me. He said, where do you work? I'm like, Open Door Church. And he just started giggling. And I'm like, okay, I guess that's funny.
Because he's probably giving me a ticket or two.
Yeah.
Because he's like, legit.
And I'm like, oh, my God. So he grabs my stuff. Long story short, he's like, I'm just giving you a warning. Because I didn't have my wallet, and I had my license.
Okay, wait, stop. Yeah. So you did not have... You did not have your driver's license.
I did not.
I don't know if everybody knows this about me, but I get warning tickets everywhere I go. And I have a warning ticket. I got an actual warning ticket one time for doing over 100 miles an hour in a 60 mile an hour zone.
Oh my
There's a whole story that goes with that. But he said, if I give you a ticket, He goes, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you a ticket. And I said, yes, sir. I do not blame you. And I would too if I was you. He goes, where are you going to pay for it? And I said, yeah, I'm going to pay it. And I said, then I'm also going to frame it and I'm going to hang it up because, you know, I am driving a Corvette. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. This is a long straightaway. Yeah. And I want to be able to prove that I drove this thing over 100 miles an hour. Right. So do your job and I bless you. And I've lived here my whole life. There's no houses on this road. And I apologize and I appreciate you doing your job. He came back and gave me a warning ticket.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have that anointing. So you got pulled
over. I hang out with you every day, so I think I have that annoying too. But again, I'm not conscious. Like, I'm not wanting to, like, speak. It's just, I was literally in the Holy Spirit.
Be respectful.
I was literally in the Holy Spirit, and he's like, I'm giving you a warning because you don't have your driver's license. And I'm like, so we're, in my head, I'm like, oh, he's not giving me a ticket for my speeding because that's pretty crazy on here by Chisholm Hall. And he lets me go. Well, when I park my car, I'm like, wait, this ties in with the word that you gave me because it's a warning. It's a warning for the people. It's a warning for the tribe.
So I'm about to ask you. I'm just about to ask you because I don't know your word. Is your word a warning word?
It is a warning word.
So you're in the process of receiving a warning word.
For myself too.
And you get pulled over, okay, which represents the law. I'm just going to just tell you, it represents the law.
Okay.
And then the reason why you get a warning is because it was fulfilled. If the law is not fulfilled, then you're under that law. But you get the warning, but we're just talking about prophetically, because it's fulfilled.
Yeah.
So in the midst of you getting this really cool word, this event actually happened. I wish we knew the name of that police officer so that we could just pray for him.
I'll
pray for him here in a minute. God bless him.
But wow. God bless him for being so kind to me. And he took a self. I guess they take pictures now when you get tickets. And I'm like, well.
Because it registers
like, this is my worship hat, so I'm going to smile.
They ID you.
They ID you, so I'm like, I smile. Like, this is my worship. Like,
made to worship. I own it.
This is my worship hat, and I get a warning.
Okay, praise God. You're wearing a hat that says made to worship.
And he just laughs at me. He left laughing. I'm like, okay.
So your mugshot has a made to worship hat.
If.
Okay. I'm ready for this prophetic word. Let's go. What do you got?
He just said, I heard the Lord say, get ready. This is not the time to have one foot in, one foot out. The grace to linger has lifted.
Oh.
The grace that we have misused, the grace that covered hesitation and compromise is no longer there. The Spirit of God is calling his people to step in fully. What you said, alignment is everything. What was tolerated in the last season cannot cross over to the next. Decide, move, and stand. The shaking you feel is heaven bringing divine order. Doors closing are not punishment. They're protection and positioning. And then I asked the Lord, like, give me some verses. And I started to Google different verses. And this one's the one that aligned with it. How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. 1 Kings 18:21 and God's promises. This is your 11:11.
Father God, I want to pray for every single one of us, Lord God, and for everybody, God, who is watching all over the planet Earth right now.
We align ourselves,
and we just align ourselves with you, Father God, sir. We declare that the grace for lingering is over, and that the grace to step into the promised land is here.
In the name of Jesus.
And Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, God, that we would all receive this word. I lift up all of our friends, all of our partners, everybody, God, who loves us, everybody, God, that's watching this, who loves you, and just declare the goodness of the Lord upon them. And King Jesus, sir, we receive this in Jesus' name. Amen. Powerful.
Pat, so one of the things that, Pastor Roy, were you going to say something?
No, nope, you go ahead.
So when I got that dream and that urgency dream, it also was followed up a couple days later with all of a sudden an opportunity to move to Florida came, and I wasn't looking for it. And every single time I thought about this opportunity, it was like, is this Lord? If you believe that this is the Lord, then take the next step. And I just kept taking the next step because really what I wanted to do is I wanted to freak out. I wanted to say, no, God, this is not you. But I just kept stepping. I kept stepping. And then it was like, if you believe that this is the Lord, then you need to call Pastor Troy. You need to speak with Pastor Leanna. Mm-hmm. You need to do this. You need to do this. Wow. You need to meet with your wife. You need to pray if you believe that this is the Lord, because it was scary and I wasn't looking for it. So right now I want to say in this transition, there's going to be a lot of people that are transitioning into things that you weren't even looking for. And you are going to have to trust the Lord in this moment.
So good.
The other thing is a year ago when I went up on the mountain with the IDF soldiers, the Lord spoke to me and he said, you have been planning your ministry. So everything that you've known to do is to build a ministry and do that. He said, I'm burning that up. Well, you will plan warfare and I will minister. This is an hour where the warriors are planning warfare and God is going to minister.
Wow. Get out. That's powerful.
That's good.
I feel the Lord right now. Mm-hmm. Amen. Listen, guys, we're about to go behind the veil. Whenever we do, we're going to be taking questions and comments from different people that are on here. If you're stage two or stage three or a lifetime member of ODX, just stay right there where you're at. If you're watching on ODX, I've got some special things for you. And but also, too, I just saw somebody just told me it was their birthday. And I didn't recognize her name. Let's see here. Let's see here. There. No. It's
50th birthday is
my
today.
58th birthday Aww. Is today. Take the name God's girl. My 58th birthday is today. 11/11.
Wow. Happy
take the name birthday. God's girl. Number one, you and I are the same age day, and I bless you in Jesus' name. And just declare good things over you. I'm about to be 59 here in a month from now. The big 5'9". Woo-woo! Sorry. Yeah, woo-woo wore me out.
Hold a muscle.
Yeah, exactly.
We love you,
Pastor. That's funny. Hey, listen, here's what I want you to do. I want you to call the number on your screen, 877-413-0888. And I want you to tell my operator, one of my sweet friends that's here on this campus. Pastor Troy just said he wants to give me a birthday present, and he wants to give me a signed copy of his brand new book, Numbers That Preach, the third edition that nobody else has gotten yet. This is it. This thing isn't. We're going to first give our ODX family an opportunity this coming Saturday to get this. And then the first 1,000 copies have been sent to me. Everybody else is not going to be able to get this until the month of January. That'll be my free birthday gift to you, and I bless you in Jesus' name, and I hope it's a great big blessing to
Amen.
You.
Awesome. Hallelujah.
877-413-0888.
There you go.
Before we finish, did you guys know that we just rescued a baby? Yeah. I want to show you guys a picture. Here is a cool picture. Oh. That little girl.
Oh.
That little girl.
Newborn, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I think she's a day old, I think.
Oh, my goodness.
She's a day old. Baby. And she was for sale at a market.
No.
She was for sale at a market that sells human beings. Ugh. And I would imagine that her mama is one of the human beings that was being sold. I don't know who the mama is. It's something, guys, that we're praying about. But I do know who this little girl is. And she's mine now.
Wow.
She's mine now.
Aww, she's tiny.
She's brand spanking new.
Oh, my
she's
goodness. She's brand new.
What's cool is one of our greatest rescuers, a rescuing family that is deep in the jungles in Mexico, they actually went to this market because they heard that there was human beings for sale.
Wow.
And they went there and said, hey, if we come across any, we're going to get them. I'm like, yeah, man, get them. And they went there and this baby was being sold.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Here's what's great. That mama and that daddy who are on my staff that rescue kids for you and I in the name of King Jesus, they have been praying for another baby.
No
and so they're
way.
Just, they went and got this baby and they took this baby into their house. This baby is now their baby.
Wow.
You talk about a setup. Mm-hmm.
And they rescued her.
They rescued her and now this baby will have their name and grow up in their house. And I know who.
Incredible.
I know who this little girl's big sister is going to be. She's about 11, I think. Maybe she might be 10. And she's one of my favorite people. I love her so much. And she's going to be such a great big sister. And she's been praying and praying and praying that she would have a little sister. She's got one now.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, listen, this is why we do what we do. Me and Pastor John were just talking about this. We do this and all that we do so that we can do that.
Amen.
And if I ain't doing that, I ain't doing this.
Correct.
I mean, I'm just not. Like, you wouldn't preach the gospel? Yes, I would. I preach it everywhere I go. Everywhere I go, I preach the gospel and I demonstrate the gospel. But if I ain't doing that, I'm not going to try and jump through the hoops of being in front of millions of people every single month. I'm not going to do that. I have no interest in that. I have no... I'm as famous as I want to be, I promise you. That's it. I come before you knowing that there's a lot of faithful people out there that you go, this is my cause and I have to be a part of this ministry. And I also come before you because I know it takes millions of dollars a year to take care of our over 4,000 kids that we have right this second. Mm-hmm. And I mean, millions of dollars a year. And also, too, to take care of all our rescue teams that are out there rescuing kids every single day. And then to sustain, it's going to cost $1,200 a month for every new baby that comes in, every new teenage girl, every little boy that we rescue. And then about every 20 kids or so that we rescue, we got to hire another team member. And it is a money pit, the never-ending money pit of raising children. I already knew that because I already had kids. I have 4 biological kids. I have 8 biological grandchildren. But I have thousands of kids all over the world that call me Papa. If you have not yet joined us, would you please consider doing that? And if you haven't been able to write a really good gift in a long, long time, would you please consider today going, I got to help this ministry because I trust Pastor Troy and I trust King Jesus that this is what I'm supposed to do. And listen, you can trust mm-hmm. me because I promise you this money will go right through me. It'll be just like that clear liquid you drink, you know, before you have surgery. It's just going to go right through me. That's what it's going to do. I don't even know what that thing's called. But I can tell you this. I can tell you this. I prayed this morning that there would be some next level mm-hmm. givers today. And God has already answered that prayer once today. And mm-hmm. I praise God for that. But we just wrote a check for $37,000. And now I'm going to have to start writing some really big checks weekly as we are building this new home. And while there are over 100 little boys and girls, 100 little boys, I should say, specifically, that are waiting on us. Yeah, this is the land, guys, that was given to me. Beautiful. That beautiful place was given to me. I didn't have to pay a dime for it. Nothing.
For how long, too?
For 20 years.
20 years.
They gave me a 20-year lease for free. Incredible. And it is a paradise. And now I'm building the structures that will include a boys' home for hundreds of boys. And the government has told me personally that they are ready to rescue over 100 boys as soon as I get that building fixed so that they won't have to put those kids into the prison system, but that they'll actually turn them over to me because once this place is finished, I will have the only boys' home in the entire nation of Mexico for trafficked kids. And you're like, that's terrible. They should be more like America. No, America has one. There's only one in the whole United States of America.
That's
there's one
boys.
Home for boys, and I think it only holds 30 kids. Yeah, there's less than 700 beds in the entire nation for trafficked kids. The American government doesn't give a rip, about these trafficked kids. The politicians say that they do, and they're liars and they're frauds and they're cheats and they're whores. That's what they are. And I'm sorry to say that, but I know what I'm talking about because I've been doing this a long, long, long time. While they say we have to stop trafficking, they do everything that they can do to stop guys like me from doing that, from being licensed to do that. And they do everything that they can do to keep from there being facilities for trafficked kids. When trafficked kids get rescued, and when you see that, what you never see is where they go because they go into the CPS system and many of them disappear. Like the 350,000 kids that was on the United States government's watch, 350,000 children disappeared. Well, the United States is a big part of the problem. And friends, it's up to the body of Jesus for us to fix that. We have to fix that. So I want to encourage you guys, call the number on the screen, call 877-413-0888 and give your best gift today. Do it in the name of King Jesus and believe that God Almighty is going to bless you and bless your family. Also, too, you can go to troybrewer.com and you can give online at troybrewer.com. Or if you're a snail mail guy, like I very much am, you're all about the check, write it out to Troy Brewer Ministries at P.O. Box 3775, Burleson, Texas, 76097. You guys have anything else y'all want to say about any of that?
No, it's an honor to be able to be a part of what God is doing mm-hmm. all over the world. And I see something from people giving you buildings, handing the keys. So
let it be in the name of Jesus.
God's just going to keep on giving you.
Let it be in the name of King Jesus.
Unclaimed lands, remember?
Amen. I do.
In the name of Jesus. Let it be. We're ready.
We're actually in a building right now that was given to me.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually we're on a multi-million dollar campus that was just given to me, free and clear.
Mm-hmm.
And so why not more of that for the sake of these kids?
Amen.
Amen.
Yep.
So, hey, you have anything else you want to say?
No, just I'm excited for all the things going on in this house. And I just want to encourage people to stay plugged in to all that we're doing. If you're watching us on YouTube, guys, there is no better time to join our ODX family than right now. We've got ODX weekend around the corner. If you're watching as a stage two or stage three partner, if you join us there, then you can tune in remote if you can't be here. But you're also going to have access to our full, uncensored, extended, uncut edition of The Counter once it's released. And you're going to want to see those full episodes because we're only going to release the first 30 minutes on YouTube. And trust me, guys, the first episode alone, I'm just going to throw this out there. If you want to see, we actually have a photo that Tony Merkel brought of a portal in the woods that was taken. That he has this, and he gave it to us. But you will only be able to see it if you have the extended version access to that, which will be stage two or stage three. It's crazy because we had to have a cliffhanger there. So we literally cut it right before we see the picture.
That's
and so people are going to have to join us at stage two or three. You want to see this photograph, and it's wild, and you can see it and judge for yourself what you think it is. But that's just one little sneak peek at the type of content. I mean, there's no topic off limits that you guys are afraid to touch on, and it's an incredible show, and you're going to want to watch the full uncensored version of the show. So join us today as an ODX partner, and also the money that you spend monthly, that goes towards helping us rescue kids. We do all this media to do that.
You know what, guys? As we go behind the veil here, which is exclusive for ODX partners at ODX.TV, we're going to be fielding questions from, we're going through all these. I imagine you girls got a bunch.
I think we get some questions so far? We've had a couple, but we'll take more.
We're ready.
Look here. If you guys have questions, get ready because we're going to go through that. Mm-hmm. And I think I'll be giving you guys some details behind the veil that is exclusive to us about some recent rescues and about some things that we're about to do. So hold tight to where you're at. Pastor John Arroyo, what a privilege to have you with us today, sir.
Thank you for the invitation. And I just want to say, if you're a veteran, happy Veterans Day, and thank you for your service.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Close us out here.
All right. Well, listen, as we go behind the veil, guys, don't forget to join us here tomorrow. We have Pastor Darren Stott that's going to be in the house. And if you don't know who he is, you're going to love him. And tomorrow is going to be a really fun show. Rebecca and I will probably just be sitting back with our popcorn watching you and Pastor Darren just chatting. He's prophetic, but he's also just so fun. And we love him.
Real.
And he's a good friend of yours. He's a good friend of the house. So that's going to be a great, great time tomorrow. So join us tomorrow right here if you enjoyed this. Also, if you're new here, go check out troybrewer.com. Go check out odx.tv. Read up on all the things that we're doing because it's honestly too much to fit within one show. And it truly is an incredible ministry to be a part of. So with that, we're going to head behind the veil, but we're going to leave you. If this is perhaps your first time landing here and you want to know more about the heart behind our mission, we're going to leave you with a little commercial that explains the why behind what we do. Take a look at this.
Human trafficking, the fastest growing international crime network that the world has ever seen. It's not just a global problem, it's our problem, and it's closer than you think. In just 4 years of open borders, our nation became a trafficking superhighway, resulting in over 350,000 kids just vanishing. It's time to say, not on our watch, not on our land, and not to our children. Our team of rescuers has spent the last 30 years rescuing and raising over 11,000 kids here in the U.S. and all over the world. We have over 51 safe homes and more than 4,000 children in our care right now. But we could have 10 times that. We just need your support. Please call now and join our team of rescuers. Call 877-413-0888 or go to troybrewer.com. Get in this fight today, because if we don't show up for these kids, nobody else is coming.